Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I'm pretty tired physically because I've been working on walls in my home. I'm preparing the house for the winter, and I had a room that I had been starting. I had been starting the insulation, but I got drawn to other responsibilities, and it had been a year since I hadn't come back to it, and now I'm working it again. It could become eventually the room for the studio, so that I can liberate this room. It would be a room on the second floor of our house. And so I made the insulation. I've put some fiberglass foam, and then I've covered it with a silver board so that I have electromagnetic reflection. I think it's going to be pretty great. And then I screwed a gyprock, a sheetrock. I don't know if it's still called gyprock, but whatever is this panel for the inside of the house, I screwed them. It's pretty heavy, and you have to lift them. You don't want to screw them when they are touching the floor. So it's a lot of work to coordinate the screwing and the lifting and the positioning. But I'm very proud of the result. Valette says sheetrock, aka drywall. Yes, that's the name. But I don't know. We used to call this gyprock. Gyprock, but eventually I think that some other materials were used, and eventually it's called the sheetrock. I don't know what's the difference between all these things, but in any case, I have this very thin sheetrock. It's thinner than in the time of the houses of my parents and uncles. It's much thinner. It's, I don't know, what's maybe one quarter inch. Gypsum, says Ty Rogerson. Anyways, I'm quite impressed by the technology of gypsum, because it used to be just a panel that would fall in crumbles easily, and now it's like a panel of the crumbling thing, but it's covered with a kind of fabric-like surface that is super soft, that keeps it all together. I think that the technology has evolved since then, since the last time I touched these things. John Drake says they come in different thickness. Putin has made a major announcement. He is scaling up the war against Ukraine. He announces a partial mobilization in Ukraine war escalation. He says the West wants to destroy Russia, which is code word for we may use weapons of mass destruction, because it is the Russian condition. The Russian doctrine is you can use nuclear weapons if Russia is threatened. And now he says the West wants to destroy Russia. All of this for what? For the mediatic opportunity that was used by intelligence services and American military and intelligence to present Ukraine as winning a counteroffensive and hitting hard, including in Crimea. Well, when you do all this, you are favoring the escalation of a war rather than the de-escalation. So that's what we get. We now get 300,000 soldiers who were part of the military mobilizable force. It represents about 1% of what Putin could access in terms of mobilizable men in Russia. Because I think he has about 26 million Russians who are potentially reservists who could be called to war. Calling the moves urgent, necessary steps to defend the sovereignty, security, and territorial integrity of Russia, Putin said that Russia is fighting the full might of NATO. The US and its allies, he said, are seeking to destroy Russia. It's also the fact that NATO has been sending forces, more or less unofficially, to join Ukraine. They take the form of mercenaries who somehow they ask for a vacation to their Western power military, and they say, okay, you get your vacation. And they get probably paid to join the Ukraine forces. So at this point, on the front line of Ukraine, there is not just Ukrainians. There are Western militaries, people who just like war, who wanted to join the effort, who have joined, but with 300,000 soldiers, if Putin uses all of these force to send to Ukraine, he will overpower and outnumber the Ukrainians, even including the reservists and the mercenaries. So it's going to be interesting to see how much of these people get used, if it's efficient, and how Ukraine will react. Will this lead to an escalation where some Western countries may choose officially to join Ukraine? Perhaps. Barnaby Buto sends a question. He says, JF, I had an argument about IQ distribution amongst different groups with a very politically correct guy, so I had to argue under the guise of ingeniosity. My argument was that groups living in cold weather have to show more ingeniosity to prepare for the cold seasons, but the guy rejected it. Well, it's one way to not trigger the leftist, where you don't even talk about IQ. You can use ingeniosity, and I mean, you shouldn't be super attached to the cold winter theory of intelligence, because who knows? Maybe Europeans and Asians became high intelligence due to social reasons. Perhaps the reason we had to be intelligent is that the world was getting more complex around us, and we had to show more empathy, more theory of mind, more understanding of the other, and predicting your friends, enemies, and what they're going to do. All of this requires more intelligence. So it's not a given that it has to be because of cold winters that we became intelligent. But yeah, it's one way to approach the normie, I guess. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, welcome, good people of the JFG universe. Please send lots of questions and Federal Reserve's note. Thank you very much for this invitation. Although, the USD is becoming more and more desirable, I guess, because the Fed has hiked once more today. They caused inflation, and now they're saying we're gonna hike as long as inflation isn't fixed. Okay, you could have also not have caused inflation. That would have been the same without all of the disruption to the economic system. That would have been great. If you would like to support the show, as Dead Star has invited you all to do, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Macron was not happy about the escalation. Macron slams the planned referendums in Russia-controlled regions of Ukraine. U.S. official warns of increased consequences if Russia were to annex parts of Ukraine. This is why we will not accept any peace dictated by Russia, and this is why Ukraine must be able to fend off Russia's attack. Of course, we know why Putin is interested in getting those areas to join Russia officially. I think that he's been kind of slow on it. The reason he wants them into the Russian Federation is that once they are Russian territory, then it's resolved. And then if you attack those territory, like the Ukrainians are currently doing, then it justifies an escalation up to nuclear war for Russia. So it gives the option to Russia to say, okay, you've attacked us on our ground. We have moved on. We considered Luhansk, DPR to be part of Russia, and you attack them. So now we're going to send our whole force. And eventually what it could justify is further incursions into Ukraine, further than those area in the south of Ukraine. Perhaps at this point, Putin could be interested, if they do attack these areas once they are integrated to the Russian Federation, Putin could be interested to just wipe out Ukraine from the surface of the earth and take over it all. Dead Star says, hey, the harder we crash and burn, the better chance MAGA has, right? Yeah, But at the same time, I don't know to which extent the current economic circumstance are going to win in the midterms and in 2024. I mean, for me, it's resolved. I wouldn't vote for the current economic circumstances, but somehow there are leftists who will keep voting for Joe Biden no matter what. And I don't know how much you need to hit them before they react. Russia restricts travel for young men, flights abroad sell out after partial mobilization. So when you announce 300,000 reservists, many of the people who could be on that list are trying to flee Russia because they don't want to participate to the war. And so they went for destinations like Georgia, Turkey, Armenia. But now, this was like hours after the Putin announcement. The tickets went fully sold. There were no more place on the planes. And Putin now has barred all men of fighting age from leaving Russia and buying plane tickets. So that is a sign that there are people who are not into who don't have the moral to join this war on the side of Putin, and some Russians disagree, and they certainly don't want to be taken for meat cannon. This close that TV says NATO announces that they have ramped up weapons and ammunition production, according to Secretary General Stoltenberg. And of course, the US says there would be consequences if Russia integrates the territories that it has conquered to the Russian Federation. The reason the US says this is that they know that it's the decision that eventually leads to a Russian victory, to a Russian use of full force against Ukraine. So the US wants to kind of preempt the Russian victory by saying if you do that step, which will lead to your victory, which will lead you to potentially use the biggest weapons you have against Ukraine, we will give you consequences. And now they ramp up the production of weapons and ammunition. Well, at this point, I think it's clear for everyone that it's a NATO versus Russia war. The poor Ukrainians are just a proxy in between. It's ridiculous. At this point, it's the US Army funding this whole effort. I hope that Americans wake up and ask for a president that doesn't do this. If we were under Trump, there wouldn't be a funding of Ukraine effort here. Valet says, meat cannon, is that a French proverb? Well, cannon meat, is that what you guys call it? We say chair à canon in French, which means basically bodies that you send so that they receive the bullets from the cannon fodder. Oh yeah, that is cannon fodder, that is the term. But in French we say cannon meat, basically. Cannon meat, that is why I use that term. Dino Legovic sends a $3 super chat. He says, pray for peace. Well, you can pray all you want, but there is no one listening because God doesn't exist. And also, you won't get peace. It's pretty clear that the American strategy is always escalation. It's like this war could have stabilized with DPR and LPR gone from Ukraine. In fact, it was the demand of Russia, and they openly made that demand and said we can make a ceasefire now. But the US had Ukraine refuse this. So the US forced Ukraine to stay in an eternal conflict as long as they don't get DPR and LPR back. But Ukraine didn't even have a control of LPR and DPR while it was within Ukraine. So you have, and on top of it, they want Crimea back. Well, you're gonna have to involve Western powers if you want to accomplish these goals, and even then, it will be at extreme cost. Sevastopol in Crimea, this morning, these photos were published of a wow, they call it the Dr. Evil thing. It's a super technological thing, a kind of a drone, a submarine drone, maybe, or maybe it's not a drone, maybe it's just a high technology ship, whatever that is. They say that it washed up on the shores of Sevastopol. A few minutes later, eyewitnesses reported explosions in the sea off the coast of Sevastopol. So, are these kind of drones used to target boats? Which power is deploying those? I don't know. I have no idea, but it shows the urgency of Putin's decision here. There are starting to be signs that Crimea is under attack. There's sabotage being successful in Crimea. We got this boat. Putin must give a reply, and I was surprised that he didn't reply immediately to these acts of sabotage, but he's taking his time, and that's also perhaps a part of his strategy. Drug boats, COVID killer clown, perhaps. I don't know if it was it military, was it drug, well, but it seems like high technology. It seems pretty advanced. John Drake says the crazy elites think they can have nuclear war and sit it out in underground and undersea cities. Many are pushing for this. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to escalate to a nuclear war. All I can say is it seems that Putin has taken all the steps so that it wouldn't reach that. But at the same time, when was the nuclear bomb used? It was against Japan, and it was after a long, long, long war between US soldiers and Japan, and people were dying in waves, and Japan was resisting the invasion. And eventually the US got tired and used nuclear bombs. But you could have a similar situation here where Russia tries the small things, tries the average, the middle-sized thing. And nothing works because you are working against an infinite force from the West of infinite funding. And that would mean an escalation to nuclear war. Puzim says, I can picture some elites having a certain curiosity for an atomic war. Yes, Thomas says, it won't be a bomb as we think. They will trigger a huge earthquake instead. Okay, you guys are thinking of various ways in which this could deploy. I don't know. Do we have yet the earthquake capacity of causing earthquake? I've never heard of this. I've heard false claims around Tesla. I think there was a false rumor that Tesla would have caused the earthquake, but I think it wasn't true. In any case, Claudio Lara is here. He says, hello, JF. Hello, Claudio. It's good to see you, a long-time listener of the show, back here on Odyssey with us. Poles, Americans oppose increasing Ukraine aid, defending global democracy. Two new polls from Morning Consult and Concerned Veterans of for America show at least a plurality of Americans are tired of interventionism. The results show twice as many Americans want to send less aid to Ukraine than those who would support sending more. Meanwhile, only 17% of Americans are concerned about defending democracy around the globe. So, our elites are working in involving us in Ukraine against the will of the people. Now, it's not the first time they do this, so it's not because there's lots of people who don't like it that it won't happen. Again and again, the American government has been manipulating public opinion with lies to get America involved in places they had nothing to do. So it might just continue that way, or perhaps the weight of the Democratic vote will call for some shame from our leaders, call for some restraint in joining the Ukrainian effort. Let me tell you that with 300,000 soldiers, the thing that I wouldn't like is that we get, for example, an involvement underground by officially the US or some other nation that is European. I wouldn't like this. I wouldn't like conscription. I wouldn't like this happening in Canada, the US, or any European country. It's not our war, and it really doesn't matter what happens. Russia could have the whole of Ukraine. It wouldn't change a thing for us. The one thing that's changing is the price of gas, and that's not even because of the war itself. It's because of the reaction of our politicians and the sanctions and everything. Just treat Russia like you would treat the US when it went into these crazy projects in Afghanistan, Iraq. Just treat Russia the same way, which is let it be. Do nothing. Dead Star says, I don't buy it. I think a majority of Americans support the effort without knowing the consequences. Well, they don't, according to these polls. Now, these polls were asking specifically the question, would you like more support to Ukraine? So it's a little different than asking, do you support Ukraine? But it's an interesting, so they wouldn't want more money sent, more soldiers sent. They wouldn't want any of this. John Drake says, I understand Ukraine only has 300K to 400K soldiers in theater just now. Yeah, that's pretty much it, but it's also a force of recruitment of basically fighting age males who weren't trained. So they don't have 300K professional soldiers. They have 300K people that they forced into their forces. So it's a little different. And I can't wait to see what happens if Russia sends their 300K people well equipped with the goal to really win this time. RT says the West reacts to Russia's partial mobilization announcement. Several EU countries and NATO have addressed the plans. The UK Foreign Office said the move would escalate the Ukraine conflict. German Vice Chancellor Robert Habeck called it another wrong step for Russia. Belgium Prime Minister Alexander De Croo said Europe must not add fuel to the fire. His Dutch counterpart Mark Rutte called the partial mobilization a sign of panic, and NATO says the conflict in Ukraine must end at the negotiating table. Okay. Someone sent me this article, The Depopulation Bomb. The idea that there has been lots of talk about the population bomb in the sense of a too much increase in population. And this article makes the contrary case that there is a drop of fertility that leads to a lack of people, which will happen from now to the next 20 years. I don't like these two perspectives because I think these two perspectives miss the demographics question. And of course, it's missed intentionally because we can't talk about it. But the fact is that the global population is continuing to grow too fast. But at this point, it is Africa feeding the rest of the world in terms of birth and exporting a lot of those births. And that constitutes a big problem. It is not so much the total amount of people, but the fact that the people who are getting replaced, and they are getting replaced with human beings who have not shown a competence to maintain a well-ordered democracy or even well-ordered society as a whole. So that's the problem. If you just look at the raw number of humans, you may be led to look at one way or another, but the problem is that there is replacement happening. The problem is that the right people who would have to make babies for this replacement to not happen are making less babies. And not surprising given how they were targeted by decades of medical advances meant to control reproduction, propaganda against their own people, and harassments of the for Marxist harassment and gender changes, offerings of all kind that all result in infertility. So not surprising that white people are particularly in trouble in terms of birth rate. They've been targeted like no other population on the surface of the earth. John Drake says the idea that you can turn off and on reproduction without consequences is madness. Yes, there is this thought in the West that, oh, just take the birth pill. There's no cost, right? Well, nature hasn't intended things that way. And nature has made women fertile at a certain age, and it was meant for them to start producing babies. Careful what you see on the internet, because we've had trolls come here and start accusing me of not being extremist enough. Well, we may have met these German domestic intelligence. They are running hundreds of fake right-wing extremist social media accounts. The operation involving fake right-wing accounts has become so big that information sharing is necessary so that authorities do not target each other. So, the meme of Spider-Man of he's an FBI agent, he's an FBI agent, he's CIA. And there's only one artist in the middle that's the only one to get caught for the crime. Well, they've created such a fiction going after Nazis that now they must generate their own Nazis, because there's just not enough in the real world. So at this point, you have the Canadian Secret Service are hosting their extremist account, and then the German, they have their own account, and they're like, I found an extremist. No, you just found another country that does exactly like you. It's so fake. I can't believe that the social media platforms are letting this happen. I would ban the whole thing and I would find the genuine humans and just let them interact freely. Chloe Cole's story, promoted by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is a I like this young woman. She's a woman who's been when she was young, around 15 years old, she well, around 12 years old, she started being convinced of being a man, of the fact that she was a man. And the reality is she was just having trouble becoming seeing herself becoming a sexual being, and she got harassed and assaulted sexually, and so she felt hate against her own boobs that were growing because she was becoming a subject of sexual attraction, wasn't feeling well yet, and because of this was misguided toward the route of, oh, maybe you're a man, and got her boobs cut at the age of 15. Is now sterile from what I understand, but eventually realized, no, I'm not a man. I was just a young teenager who was just hesitating on becoming a woman, but it passed eventually. So now she's an activist against these practices and the fact that we're convincing teenagers to get irreversible surgery and medications. It's absolutely ridiculous, but thankfully there are people like her who are leading that fight. I hope that eventually we can look back at this moment of humanity and see how wrong that was. DK Shadow says, hating boobs, I will never understand. Yeah, how could you hate boobs? You love boobs when you're a baby because they feed you. And then you love boobs when you're a teenager because they're beautiful And then you love boobs when you're an adult because they feed the babies that you've produced. Boobs are the best invention ever. A connection between the past generation with all of its fluid, fat, nutrient, everything a baby needs, all packaged in a little white liquid. Isn't it wonderful? But yeah, there's a small minority of women, of girls, who, when they become teenager, they have this moment of not liking the changes that happens to their body. I think there's not much to do. I mean, nature didn't care about preparing people psychologically for puberty because nature just made it happen, and whether you liked it or not for a couple of weeks, that didn't change anything. It was still happening. But in the sick world we live in, where we have all the possible molecules and some of them could block this process, then this psychological hesitation becomes extremely costly to have. Vanderbilt Pediatric Transgender Clinic nukes its website after Matt Walsh exposes big money maker motive. So this is a transgender clinic. They have deleted their website because Matt Walsh detailed a doctor's promotion of transgender surgeries as a big money maker for the institution. Matt Walsh says, "Breaking, my team and I have been investigating the transgender clinic at Vanderbilt here in Nashville. Vanderbilt drugs, chemically castrates and performs double mastectomies on minors, but it gets worse. Here is what we found. Let's start at the beginning." So when Dr. Shane Taylor started promoting this clinic for Nashville, she was talking to the business people and politicians, and she said it's a big money maker, especially because the surgeries require a lot of follow-ups. This is so disgusting. These doctors are making a business out of putting you in a state of constant need. Because of course you're gonna need a lot of follow-ups when the sculpted vagina you ordered starts smelling like trash. You're gonna need a weekly follow-up, and they're not gonna have the solution to it. Unbelievable that this doctor was adamant at, "Oh, we're gonna make a lot of money. You're gonna make a lot of money. You're gonna charge sales tax on all these surgeries and these follow-ups." Absolutely disgusting. The Emmys viewership drops to a new low, and Mark Collette was commenting, "Anti-white award shows have strangely seen a massive dip in viewers." Yeah, it's just unbelievable how these shows have become just featuring black people so much that I can't really feel that this is a celebration from my society. It's clearly a celebration from someone else's society, and it's okay. They should have their celebration. But at this point, if I open the TV, I see black heroes throughout. It's to me, it's another society that's producing this for themselves. It's all good. They should produce it for themselves, but I think there's an attempt at pushing this as everyone's, like, as I should feel invested in the results of these Emmys. Well, I don't. In fact, I didn't feel invested in these ceremonies and award systems even before it became fully controlled by black people. But now that it's fully controlled by black people, it's even less attractive to me. Go away, says Jeff. "Now that you've finished Westworld, can you review all 7 seasons of I Am Jazz?" Oh no, this is 7 seasons of a transgender teenager. Not interested in 7 seasons of this. I've watched clips of it. It is the problem of society. This whole we're gonna show just the positive aspect of it, Now, I know that there are some moments in the episodes where they show some negative aspect, but they show it much less. It's like, if you really want to be honest to your audience, you're gonna talk about the suffering of having these non-natural, made-up sexual organs, the smell problems that people are experiencing after having a fake penis or a fake vagina made up from whatever skin from their ass or whatever. It is those are huge problems, and you're going to talk about the dramatic feeling that these persons end up having when they realize when they're adults that they have constrained their life to not having children ever just because of an idea in their head that they had to be a man or they had to be a woman. Mama JF says, I watched when he has her surgery and it kept popping out. I didn't. What keeps popping out? I don't even want to know. There's an interesting video that people shared on Discord from Anton Petrov. It sucks now because I always love the Anton Petrov's videos about the astrophysics and stuff like this. But now, every time I watch his videos, there's this help the Ukraine kids donate button. I don't feel good at all. I thought that Anton Petrov was a great man. He was doing good educational videos, but now I feel like I'm participating to a propaganda activity for Ukraine. Anyways, he says that there is a new discovery in theoretical physics that black holes shouldn't look like balls, they should look like vortex structures like this. With points. Very interesting. What are these points? Are these points of high gravity or low gravity? Are these points in space-time? Why do they develop in triangles like this? I still haven't read the study, but I will read with interest because I think it's important. If a black hole has a structure of that kind, that might influence the forces that it projects into the universe. John Drake says, I totally avoid black shows and movies, not because they're about blacks, but because I know it will be anti-Western commie crap. Yeah, lots of moralizing, even implicit, but sometimes, unfortunately, explicit in these series. I don't know how the big studios are doing it. Like, I'm sure you lose audience. Was it that they just could afford to lose audience? Is it that they're getting so many grants for inclusion and diversity that at this point they don't even care about the audience? I don't know exactly what's the. I'm sure that the studios are very afraid of being accused of not being inclusive enough in the current leftist extortionist system. But it seems that they're overdoing it. Like, it seems that if you were accused of not being diverse enough, you could have one show with a black hero and then maybe 15 shows with white heroes. Thomas says, no, JF studios are run by the gays. Okay, so it's the gays. They want these fuck boys and they just prefer black fuck boys that they can have sex with the condition that they're going to become stars in their show. Well, that's a complex explanation, but okay, I can see how this works. I mean, you know how people like Harvey Weinstein, they were fucking the young woman and then she would become a star in one of his movies. I guess that if you end up having so much gay in your production team, it all turns toward I want a black man to be the star of this movie because I'd like him to fuck me. Okay, complex and ridiculous, but maybe. Dino Lugovich says, it's a matter of taste, JF. Is it, though? Is it? PayPal demonetizes the Daily Skeptic. If you're a regular donor to the Daily Skeptic and got an email from me in the small hours of the morning telling you that PayPal had closed our account and urging you to set up a new donation with a link to our donate page, don't panic. It wasn't a scam. PayPal really has shut down our account and the email was really from me. I'll tell you the full story in a moment. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, they have been banned for hate and racial intolerance. PayPal is on a big spree of banning, by the way. Free Speech Union founder reacts to PayPal closing their account. PayPal has closed down Free Speech Union's account, an organization that promotes people's legal right to free speech. The mass membership public interest organization offers support for people who had lost their jobs for expressing their opinion and for people who have been targeted by digital mobs for exercising their right to free speech. And PayPal shut accounts of parents group that campaigned to keep schools opened during the pandemic. A parents group that fought to keep schools open has become the latest to have their account shut down by PayPal due to the nature of its activities. Does PayPal care about being used at this point? How can they ban so many people? I can't believe it. So you have to have such a boring life to be accepted on PayPal at this point. Do you really just want boring people to use your service? Go away, says JF. My bank is about to stop giving me service unless I answer a bunch of intrusive questions about my financial and employment status. Been with them for 10 years, gonna open an account with another bank. Oh yeah, when they start asking these questions, if I have an opportunity, I choose an alternative. For example, for house insurance. I approach various house insurance companies and, you know, it's always a woman. I don't know why. So the woman was like, well, we would need you to hire a contractor to look at your roof to ensure that your roof is okay. And it would cost like $1,000. He wouldn't even do work. He would just look at the roof to determine if the roof is okay. And the insurance isn't even insuring roof damage. It's like they're insuring fire, theft, vandalism, that kind of thing. So I'm like, I don't want to hire a $1,000 guy who will come and who will probably come and say your roof is not okay. You need $10,000 of investment on your roof. And there was this other house insurance company. They were asking no question. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Oh, you have a wood stove, it's okay. You have a roof, it's okay. You don't need to check your roof. So I went with the company that wasn't giving me troubles. But the company that's giving trouble to everyone, when is it that they realize that their little lady on the phone is costing them enormous amounts of opportunities? Like, you have to make a business decision here. We're not insuring people's roof. We're not insuring people against the rain. We are insuring people against fire, vandalism, theft. And so whether my roof is good or not, none of your business. Anyways, it's throughout the whole economy, it's like this. There are self-destructive companies. And I hope that eventually they end up destroying themselves. Because PayPal started being a practical tool on an internet that wasn't fully developed. But hopefully, we will move past PayPal at some point. Hopefully, the internet will develop and everyone will have ease in starting their own credit card account so that basically you can cut the middleman that PayPal is. Because what a middleman it is. I mean, what PayPal does is just offer credit card access to people who don't quite have the knowledge to set it up for themselves. Breaking 9/11, the House votes to overhaul rules for certifying presidential elections after Trump's attempt to subvert the 2020 results. So they have patched their whole system to make sure that there wasn't this opportunity for the vice president to not count the votes or to refuse to certify. Okay. Have you been fucked by this? A graffiti has been made on the Washington Penis Monument. People will remember this. I don't know if you've ever been in Washington. There's this gigantic phallic structure. I don't know if they have it here on video. But anyways, this thing right here, the graffiti was asking, "Have you been fucked by the gigantic Washington DC penis?" Okay, I guess they're going to clean it up and remove it. We should pull that down, says the Jews. I don't know what's the significance of this building. It seems like a useless building, just a gigantic pointing toward the sky. Doesn't seem like a particularly clever thing to have. A pediatric nurse is testifying about losing her job because she was insisting, she was asking to her hospital, "Why don't we report the people dying from the vaccine, the children dying from the vaccine? Why don't we report it to VAERS, the database that is supposed to receive those reports?"
"Tony Bittner, I came before you guys a year ago. I'm a nurse, or at least I was at Rady Children's in the cardiovascular intensive care unit until Nathan and his misinformation pandemic caused me to lose my job. I took care of those children who came in with myocarditis after the vaccine. And I talked to the doctors because I was a charge nurse, saying, why aren't we reporting these to VAERS? Who is going to report these to VAERS? It was an unspoken thing that we were not allowed to talk about openly on the unit. I've worked for 13 years in this community, taking care of some of the sickest patients. The day before I was taken away from my position, I was actively giving compressions to a child, pushing calcium into his veins to keep him alive. And we did. And he went home. And yet, I was ridiculed by those who are supposed to be my colleagues and my friends. I am the face of your misinformation campaign, Nathan. I am the one who lost my career in pediatric cardiovascular ICU care. I took care of children who had COVID. I never got COVID in the hospital. I tested twice a week. I wore my PPE because I loved my job and I loved this community."
It's unbelievable that Western civilization has become such a nightmare to live in. They can't even discuss on the job, "Hey, it looks like the vaccine is killing these children. How about we report it to the database that's meant to record vaccines killing people?" Unbelievable. And it's such a taboo that she cannot talk about it to the doctor. No one wants to hear it. Everyone is set like zombies. The vaccine must be good. And we shut down these people, the people who have heart, who make wonderful nurse, by the way. It's normal for a nurse to become emotional like this because they see a lot of suffering, and when you're a nurse, you really want to save lives. and you become very emotional about it, and you become extremely disillusioned when basically the officials of your hospitals and the doctors around you don't seem to be as motivated as you to save young children's lives. That's exactly what's happening across hospitals in the U.S. And we are getting rid of the best, because we're only keeping in those who know how to shut up. And the problem here is that there shouldn't be a good moment to shut up when it's about doubt concerning the care and life of a child. All questions should be asked, and all things should be checked. Wise. And in this case, we are not even wanting to hear it once. Adapting Thomas says, JF, sorry if you answered previously. What would be the conditions in which you would consider someone biologically transition their gender? For instance, if the DNA in an egg is implanted into a sperm or some higher criteria, is your criteria theoretically feasible in the future? You mean if there was a thing that I would consider a true sex change? Well, if you were capable to replace all DNA from all cells of the body, make them XX or XY, and then make the hormonal fixes so that the body doesn't inherit some of the past physiological and hormonal functioning, then you would, and if that person was able, if you were able to plug an artificial uterus or artificial penis that you would then plug to your new meiotic functional DNA from the sex you want to change, and then that person would be capable of generating sperm or egg in a sexual relationship that ends up in a baby, then you would have succeeded at making a sex change. We're far from there, far from there. And I don't think it would be desirable. I think, why not accept the game that nature made us play? That there's a reason nature made us play that game. There's a reason nature didn't give us the abilities to switch sex. It's because there is value. And by the way, those species in which there's some hermaphrodite capabilities that evolve, or self-fertilization of the eggs by the female, those species become stagnant evolutionarily. Because, yes, being a sexual species is a challenge, but it's a challenge worth it. Because all great species, all complexity in life emerges from this sexual pairing. Somehow, evolution, just raw evolution without sexual evolution, isn't capable of leading to a human mind, not even to a plant. Flowers, plants, animals, mushrooms, all of these creatures and all of these living things had to pass through sexual selection. And that tells me there is great value in sexual selection. We wouldn't be the species that we are without sexual selection. So yes, you have to face the obstacle of the dating world. You have to face the obstacle of the inevitable difference between male and female and the fact of living together with its pains and pleasures, but it's all worth it. I wouldn't want us to undermine this. It would be a bad idea evolutionarily. Dead Star says, bicycle racing, one of the last bastions of European sport, has come under attack by a very strange Meta Zuckerberg ad, which shows poor Somalians using virtual reality to become pro cyclists and take over the sport. Isn't it uncanny that Meta would target such a specific element of Euroculture? Oh, well, I'm not a fan of bicycling, so I've never felt like it was part of my identity, so if Zuckerberg wants bicycles, he can have them. I don't care. But yeah, I mean, we see these efforts in pretty much everything. And we see it particularly prominent in Hollywood movies and TV series. This whole, we need to have a minority white cast for basically every movie now being produced. It sucks. It sucks that it's that way. Most adults should be screened for anxiety, depression, according to US-funded panel, a panel of experts operating under the Department of Health and Human Services has recommended that all adults under the age of 65 should be screened for anxiety disorders, and all adults, regardless of age, should be checked for depression amid an uptick in American reporting mental health issues following the COVID-19 pandemic. Look, I wouldn't be against people willfully subscribing to these checkups. But there's a problem when you enforce forced checkup on everyone. It becomes an opportunity to spot dissidents and to catch people. Oh, you didn't attend your obligatory check. Well, you have a problem. Red flag laws. And then they come and get your gun, or they force you into a diagnosis that you don't want. So I'm very wary of these kinds of suggestions, because we are more and more into a fascistic medical profession that specializes in teaming up with the state to violate your rights, and I don't want this to happen. So fuck your screening. That being said, if you have a doctor that you trust, you should go see him and check for anxiety, check if you need something related to anxiety or depression. I'm all for solving these problems, but not forced and not systemic universal checks, because this quickly turns into an occasion to take your guns or kidnap your babies. Fauci admits he knew his draconian lockdowns would have collateral negative consequences on school children. Sometimes when you do draconian things, it has collateral negative consequences. Well, no one questions this. I think it's evident. But the question is, have you caused more harm than you have fixed suffering? Have you saved more people that were worth the harms that you have caused? And I don't think you did. That's the question we must ask. What else do we have in the news before we conclude the show? New York Attorney General files civil fraud lawsuit against Trump, some of his children, and his business. This is such harassment. They claim, it's again the claim that Trump would have lied to lenders, would have inflated the value of his things with the purpose of deceiving the lenders into loaning him money. Is that fraud, or is that just Trump behavior? Because I expect a guy at this business level to be self-aggrandizing. And so if I come and I tell you my house is worth $1 million to me, and maybe it's worth $500,000, but maybe I didn't commit fraud also. Maybe I just have a feeling of warmth and I love my house. And, you know, I think it's what happened with Trump here. And it's the state going after a private businessman. It doesn't seem to me like the loaners are complaining. It seems like it's really the attorney general who wants to go after Trump. And this is the left going after Trump in every possible way they can. How many people have been somewhat inaccurate on estimating their value when applying for credit or loan in New York? Millions, maybe. Why are we targeting Trump and his children specifically? Cynical Biped says, JF, after analyzing all the data, I have concluded that the vax is safe and I'm going to get jabbed. I do not have interest in changing your opinion. So go ahead and go get vaxxed. And if you die from the vax as a result of this, that will mean your data analysis wasn't proper. And that will mean also that you will disappear from the earth, and that the average data analytic capacities of humanity will increase the day of your death. So I'm not going to try to convince you otherwise. You get the punishments you deserve. You get the rewards you deserve. Now, how is it that you think that you need a vax in 2022 in September? Do you expect a big wave of COVID that's coming that will be blocked by this vax? Dead Star says he's trolling. If he wanted to be vaxxed, he would have done it years ago. Yeah, I suspect he's trolling. I think he is. That sounds very ridiculous to have made this decision today. Andino breaking. A person murdered a teen in McHenry, North Dakota. This teen was murdered by a man. The suspected killer, Shannon Brent, a guy who killed this guy because he said he was a Republican extremist. I just feel heartbroken for the mother to know your child died for being a conservative MAGA Republican. This really is mob justice, I'm sorry to say. MJ was commenting on Gab. Yeah, I mean, this is the result of a leftist media that convinces people that the right wing is some kind of extremist force in America that must be violently combated. Now, when is it that we'll hear Jack Dorsey, Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Susan Wojcicki, YouTube? When will they go after this kind of extremism murder, really, because it's being fomented on social media. The left is foaming themselves into excitement at the idea of killing right-wingers, and I see no effort to stop this. Dead Star says, it's North Dakota, you better be an extremist if you live there. North Dakota, isn't it a very Republican state? I'm surprised that there was a far leftist there wanting to murder someone for being a Republican. Is North Dakota a Democratic place or a Republican place? I suspect it's Republican. But it's like, why did this guy kill this teenager specifically? You're surrounded by Republicans. DeSantis office responds to lawsuit. This will be our last news item for tonight. The lawsuit from Martha's Vineyard migrants points out they signed a consent form. So the Martha Vineyards migrant, those who were carried by plane there, they are now saying that their rights were violated. They are starting a lawsuit, of course. They will have free lawyers paid for by the George Soros of this world, you can be sure. So the response of DeSantis is to say, well, they signed the paper. Now, when you sign a paper, there are things that happen. One of the things is that whatever it is that you've discussed orally, if it's not on the paper, then it's not part of the agreement. But they can argue, well, I was intimidated, I was in a state of fear because I'm a migrant. And so you end up with the problem of the same problem that exists in the hashtag MeToo, where consent means nothing and signatures mean nothing, and even saying yes to sex means nothing, because a woman can decide that they regret after it happens and then suddenly retroactively cancel her consent. And we have here migrants who are trying to retroactively cancel their signature from this paper. So it will all boil down to, do we have a sympathetic judge to the cause of Ron DeSantis? And was the legal language really worked hard on the paper so as to exclude any such lawsuit and exclude any possibility to suggest that they could have been manipulated or extorted to accept this signature? We'll see how it goes. Ron DeSantis will prevail, says Ballot. I hope that's what happens. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. Ruffman says, JF, I don't think I'm sexist, but I find it very hard to be intimidated by female soldiers. Good attempt. Anyways, Ukraine, good try. And you are sending me some image from female Ukrainian soldiers. Okay, well, thanks for the image. I'll be checking that out tonight. Much love, everyone, and see you all tomorrow.